Hello, this is Dr. Fanny Engelter, dictating an endoscopy report on George Delia, Joseph, date of birth 2/10/1956, date of procedure March 19, 2024. Physicians, Dr. Fanny Engelter, do you are referring physicians, Dr. Leslie Garcia. Procedure performed is esophageal gastroduodenoscopy with cold biopsies, colonoscopy with hot snare polypectomy, comma, cold biopsy, polypectomy, and hemoclip deployment times one. Indication is dysphagia, comma, abnormal barium swelling, comma, abdominal pain, comma, bloating, comma, personal history of colon polyps, comma, surveillance colonoscopy. Description, procedure, and form, consent was obtained, period, possible complication, procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reactions, low thoughts, visibility, missing lesions, such emergency, well, experience of patient, period, patient, vascular anatomy, so you place in left side position, so you're trying anesthesia, so you're monitoring anesthesia, care, period, well, lubricate, don't study your gas, go, position, esophagus, and man's under direct vision. So second portion of the duodenum, period, careful examination, either the duodenum, bulb, second portion of the duodenum, stomach, gene junction, esophagus, period, or retroflex, who's obtained in the cardiac period, or sexual from the stomach, or withdrawal, discovered. Patient side, procedure, well, with, sorry, the patient was. Then turn around and left lateral position, created the direct examination storm, created a well lubricated lymphocytic colonoscope, was introduced to direct and advance and direct vision to the cecum, which is identified by the presence of the appendiceal or ileocecal valve in common to the cold spirit. Careful examination made of the cecum, ileocecal valve, ascending colon, hepatic fracture, transverse colon, splenic fracture, descending colon, sigmoid colon, direct period, retroflex, used to train the direct and period, Boston valve, perhaps course created as a. Seven, 2-3-2, comma, good prep. Patient solid procedure well without any complications. Findings at upper endoscopy, next line. There was evidence of presbyesophagus noted in the proximal mid esophagus. Common biopsy retained in the mid and proximal esophagus to rule out EOE or other pathology such as lichen planus. Next line, the Z-line was regular at 40 centimeters from the pipe. Common biopsies were obtained to rule out EOE and other pathology. Next line, given the patient's complaint, delete that. Period. The patient was dilated from 15 millimeters to 18 millimeters in 30-second intervals with CRU balloon dilation. Period. There was no evidence of any rent following the dilation, and the patient tolerated this well. Next line, there was evidence of gastric erythema that was diffuse with some nodularity throughout the antrum. Throughout the fundus and body. Common biopsies were obtained separately in the antrum and body slash fundus for histology. Next line, the duodenal bulb was unremarkable. Next line, there was what appeared to be approximately 15 millimeter duodenal nodule in D2. Common, this was biopsied bite on bite and subsequently flattened out. Next line, otherwise unremarkable duodenum to D2 portion with biopsies obtained in D2 for histology and to rule out celiac disease. Next line, at colonoscopy, next line, in the ascending colon, there was an approximately 15 millimeter sessile polyp that was removed in total with hot snare polypectomy, comma, a hemoclip was deployed for good hemostasis. Next line, there was a diminutive ascending colon sessile polyp with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there were two sessile transverse colon diminutive polyps removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there were three sigmoid colon sessile polyps removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there was evidence of grade 1 internal hemorrhoids that were noted on retroflexion. Next line, there was left-sided diverticulosis coli that was mild. Next line, plan, follow-up biopsy pathology. Next line, recommend repeat colonoscopy in 3 years pending path. Next line. Assess response to dilation. Next line. will evaluate biopsy pathology from the duodenal nodule, comma, will likely need endoscopic ultrasound for further evaluation. Comma, we'll discuss on follow-up visit. Next line. Recommend manometry evaluation given persistent symptoms of dysphagia. Next line. Follow-up in office as previously scheduled. Please go back to the description of the procedure and following the part that says careful examination is made of the duodenal bulb, second portion of the duodenum, stomach, junction, esophagus, period. A retroflex was obtained at the cardia, period. The scope was straightened out and a balloon dilator was fed through the working channel of the scope. The balloon dilator was advanced into the stomach and then brought back into the G junction where it was inflated to 15 millimeters, 16 millimeters, 17 millimeters, 18 millimeters in 30-second intervals, the G junction was evaluated after 16 millimeters and after 18 millimeters, there was no evidence any rents noted, period. The CRE balloon dilator was removed from the working channel of the scope, period. And then continue with airway suction from the stomach before withdrawal of the scope. The patient was in turnaround in left lateral position, and so on. Thank you.